Blog Talk Radio.
Anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He had sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries present Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York. We encourage you to visit our Christian social network at www.myhocm.ning.com and our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. Our online school of ministry, the House of Christ Bible Institute, at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org. You can also visit our affiliated school of ministry, House of David Ministries, at www.riversofrevival.com. According to Matthew 28, verse 18 through 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Beloved, we must complete the task. We must forcefully advance the kingdom. We must make the enemies of Jesus Christ his footstool. Let us start with our families, our neighbors, our friends and co-workers, and fellow students. We are to walk in authority on this earth and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. There is something very wrong with the typical church mentality. That is to say, go to church on Sunday or other days, enjoy a thrilling teaching, and then go home and hide what we have learned in the dirt or spiritual closet. Beloved, the Word of God is the greatest news that man could ever hear. Why don't we share it with others? Is it that we are afraid to talk to others about Jesus Christ? Or is it that we really don't know or believe who and what we have? If we do, then we will have the confidence to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with others. True confidence is based on the knowledge and possession of truth. When you know that the word of God that you possess is the truth, then you will be confident in sharing your faith in Jesus Christ at least one time per day. Now, it can be by giving out tracts or letter about Jesus Christ, or it can be talking to someone and sharing what you believe about Jesus Christ and telling them that he can do for them, give them eternal life. Yet the mentality of the church today is to want a possession of Jesus Christ without the extension of Christ to others. Many are going to hell each day. If only we would rescue one of these people each day, hell would have less of God's creation. We must learn to be wise. A wise person wins a soul. Proverbs 11 verse 30 says, "The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise." Why is it wise to win souls? One of the reasons is that you will be rewarded greatly in heaven for this task in particular. Daniel 12 verse 3 tells us of this eternal outshining that is a great reward in heaven for the winning of souls. It says, "And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." This is why you must take up this task each day. Don't let a day go by without sharing Jesus Christ with someone. Amen.
Deeper.
Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries present, Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, you can email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. As we continue on this spiritual journey, we want to welcome you once again and to encourage you to press in and to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Praise be to God, our Lord.
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne make all
Father, tonight we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, repenting of my sins, asking your forgiveness, and thanking you for your goodness, your mercy, and grace toward us as individuals and as a ministry. Keep my soul and deliver me, O Lord. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. Make haste, O God, and deliver me. Deliver me in your righteousness. Deliver me, O God, out of the hands of the enemies. Deliver me according to your word. Deliver my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. Deliver me from all fears, O Lord. Deliver me out of all my troubles in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind and cast out all spirits that would attempt to keep me in the low place in the name of Jesus. I break the chariots of the enemies of the valley in the name of Jesus. I rebuke and cast out the ravens of the valley in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are the God of the valleys. Cast out every valley spirit in the name of Jesus. Let me be exalted and the spirits of the valley be smitten by your power. I pray for every broken edge in my life to be restored in the name of Jesus. I repent and receive forgiveness for any sin that has opened the door for any spirit to enter and to operate in my life. I renounce all crooked speech that would cause a breach in the name of Jesus. I pray for an edge of protection around my mind, my body, my finances, my ministry, my possession, my families, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you for your saving grace and the opportunity to host this show. I pray that laborers will join us on this spiritual journey and that every believer will abide by the Great Commission. In Jesus' name, amen. As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, our scripture for tonight will be taken from 1 Samuel chapter 16. And the Lord said unto Samuel, How long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thine horn with oil, and go, and I will send thee to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. And Samuel said, How can I go? If Saul hear, he will kill me. And the Lord said, Take an ephah with thee, and say, I am come to sacrifice to the Lord. And call Jesse to the sacrifice. And I will show thee what thou shalt do, and thou shalt anoint unto me him whom I name unto thee. And Samuel did that which the Lord spake, and came to Bethlehem, and the elders of the town trembled at his coming, and said, Comest thou peaceably? And he said, Peaceably. I am come to sacrifice unto the Lord. Sanctify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice. And he sanctified Jesse and his sons and called them to the sacrifice. And it came to pass, when they were come, that he looked on Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance, or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not, a man seeth. For a man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Then Jesse called Abinadab, and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, neither hath the Lord chosen this. Then Jesse made Shammah to pass by, and he said, neither hath the Lord chosen this. Again Jesse made seven of his sons to pass before Samuel. And Samuel said unto Jesse, the Lord hath not chosen these. And Samuel said unto Jesse, are there all thy children? And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and withal of a beautiful countenance, and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. And Saul's servant said unto him, behold now, an evil spirit from God troubleth thee. Let our Lord now command thy servants, which are before thee, to seek out a man who is a cunning player on the harp. And it shall come to pass, when the evil spirit from God is upon thee, that he shall play with his hand, and thou shalt be well. And Saul said unto his servants, provide me now a man that can play well, and bring him to me. Then answered one of the servants, and said, behold, I have seen a son of Jesse the Bethlehemite, that is cunning in playing, and mighty valiant man, and a man of war, and prudent in matters, and a comely person, and the Lord is with him. Wherefore Saul sent messengers unto Jesse, and said, send me David thy son, which is with the sheep. And Jesse took an ass laden with bread, and a bottle of wine, and a kid, and sent them by David his son unto Saul. And David came to Saul and stood before him, and he loved him greatly, and he became his armor bearer. And Saul sent to Jesse, saying, let David, I pray thee, stand before me, for he had found favor in my sight. And it came to pass, when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul, that David took an harp and played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him. Let us honor God's word. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Thank you.
Welcome once again to the House of Christ Ministries present, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world by honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, you can email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. We encourage you to visit our Christian social network at www.myhocm.ning.com and our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. You could also visit our Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org and our affiliated School of Ministries, House of David Ministry, at www.riversofrevival.com. As we continue on our spiritual journey, and tonight's lesson will be the continuation of Biblical Demonic Spirits and Their Functions. We should know the names of Biblical Demonic Spirits, or spirits that are named in the Bible, and be able to identify their activities to cast them out. Often, if not most times, Jesus Christ calls spirits by their name or functions to identify them when casting them out. We have provided a list of demonic spirits that are listed in the Bible. Each spirit has under them other spirits that operate under the title. We trust that you will listen carefully to what we are about to share with you and try to read more on these scripture. 1 Samuel 16 verse 14 says, "But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him." Judges 9 verse 23 says, "Then God sent an evil spirit between Abimelech and the men of Shechem, and the men of Shechem dealt treacherously with Abimelech." Acts 19 verse 15 says, "And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye?" The Hebrew word for evil is ra, pronounced R-A-H, ra, meaning bad or evil, naturally or morally, adversity, affliction, bad, calamity, distress, exceedingly and great grief, harm, heavy, hurt, ill-favored, marked for each as with people trying to come against others for no reason, mischief, misery, naught, noisome, not pleased, sad, sore, sorrow, trouble, vexed, wicked, worse, wretchedness, wrong. There are many spirits that can be categorized under this one spirit. This spirit causes or tries to influence people to do all kinds of evil and wicked things. That is the evil spirit. Then we have spirit of jealousy. Numbers 5 verse 14 and 30 says, "And the spirit of jealousy came upon him, and he be jealous of his wife, and she be defiled, or if the spirit of jealousy come upon him, and he be jealous of his wife, and she be not defiled. And when the spirit of jealousy cometh upon him, and he be jealous over his wife, and shall set the woman before the Lord, and the priest shall execute upon her all this law. Again, the spirit of jealousy. The Hebrew word for jealousy is kinah, pronounced kinah, meaning jealousy or envy. This spirit provokes people to be zealous, in a bad sense, regarding jealousy and envy. Lying spirit, 1 Kings 22, verses 19 through 23 says, And he said, Hear thou therefore the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the host of heaven standing by him on his right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, Who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead? And one said on this manner, and another said on that manner. And there came forth a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. And the Lord said unto him, Wherewith? And he said, I will go forth, and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And he said, Thou shalt persuade him, and prevail also. Go forth, and do so. Now therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these thy prophets. And the Lord hath spoken evil concerning thee. 2 Chronicles 18, verse 21. And he said, I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And the Lord said, Thou shalt entice him, and thou shalt also prevail. Go out and do even so. Hebrew word for lying is shakur, pronounced shakur, meaning untruth, a sham, without a cause, deceit, deceitful, falsehood, liar, lie, vain, wrongfully. This spirit influences people to lie and not tell the truth. These spirits' purpose is to cause people to deceive others, with the ultimate goal of causing a person to lose their ability to speak truth by giving them such a prominent place in them. Spirit of fear. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 says, For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. The Greek word for fear is dilia, pronounced dilia, meaning timidity or fear. The enemy uses this spirit in many ways, but one of the greatest ways is causing people to doubt God, especially due to the size or magnitude of natural circumstances. This caused the Christian to not realize that by the Holy Spirit we have power over fear, through love of God, causing us to have a sound mind which trusts in the integrity of God's word. Perverse spirit. Isaiah 19 verse 14 says, "The Lord hath mingled a perverse spirit in the midst thereof, and they have caused Egypt to hear in every work thereof, as a drunken man staggereth in his vomit." The Hebrew word for perverse is avia, meaning perversity, do amiss, bow down, make crooked, commit iniquity, pervert, trouble, turn, do wickedly, do wrong. The Webster's New World Dictionary and Thesaurus defines perverse as deviating from what is considered right or good. Pervert means to lead astray, corrupt, misuse, or to distort. This spirit tries to get people to distort the way that God made things. They try to change, corrupt, or misuse truth. We see this today with the homosexuality and lesbianism, also in the perversing of the gospel of Jesus Christ, making it an all-love message without consequences and accountability, repentance of sin, or the ultimate judgment for sin. We will take a short break and come right back. As we conclude this segment of the lesson tonight, we would like to extend an invitation to you to recommit yourself and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. In Revelation 2 verse 4, Jesus warned that the Christians in a particular church had drifted away from their first love. They did not love him as they once did. Could this apply to you and me today? In Romans 3 verse 15, he warned believers in another church that they had grown lukewarm, no longer hot and passionate for him. could he mean us today? Has your love for Jesus Christ waned? Has your devotion for Jesus Christ weakened? Romans 10 verse 9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Beloved, if we repent of our sinfulness, then confess and trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of our lives, we will be saved from the penalty of sin. The gospel offers us promise to save us from the penalty of sin. We must believe it. The gospel also offers us a person in Jesus Christ who paid our penalty and deserves to be Lord of our lives. We will take a short break and come right back. And confess him as the Lord and Savior of your life. Tonight, Jesus Christ is standing at the door of your heart, knocking, listening, waiting to be your Lord and Savior. I am going to ask you to submit to him tonight by repenting of all your sins, sin of omission and sins of commission, and enthrone him in the center of your heart. I must remind you that he allows no rivals. proclaim Jesus Christ. Please join me in prayer right now. But let the words be your own. Don't just repeat words as if they were spiritual chants, but speak them to the personal God who loves you enough to die for you. Let us pray. Lord, I admit that I have sinned and made myself unclean before you, the Holy God. I understand that I deserve death as a penalty for my sins. And I believe that Jesus Christ paid the price with his blood. I want to turn away from my lifestyle of selfishness and sin. I repent. I confess Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I put him in control of my life as Lord. I pray in the name of Jesus. Dearly beloved, if you have just accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or you have just recommitted your life to Jesus Christ, and you would like more information to help you grow spiritually, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York. God bless you for tuning into our show tonight. I am your host, Reverend Donald Davis, reminding you to tune in every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com /Reverend Davis. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist. Whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are one of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, and that we love God, that he that loved us and sent us his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so love us, we ought also to love one another. Grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with you all. Have a good night, and God bless you.
Hallelujah. Let the hand praising. Thank you, Jesus. Feet praising. Hallelujah.